You don't have to listen long to contemporary political discourse before encountering some reference to American values. But who defines what they are? For Brian Kahn, a long-ago Sonoma County supervisor, now observing and commenting on the national scene from his home in Montana, these core values are derived directly from the opening sentences of the U.S. Constitution.
We boil it down when we say the Pledge of Allegiance and we end with liberty and justice for all. That's the most succinct summary of what America is supposed to be about.
But these are no longer our priorities, Kahn says, as community has taken a back seat to commerce.
We've become consumers, interested in what we own, what we buy, and we're in this whole credit card crunch, not just the national credit card, our own credit card, and led to the crash of 2008. So it's time we go back and look at those values and ask ourselves, are they still relevant to our future? And I say damn right they're relevant.
In his new book, Real Common Sense, which he shared at readings in Sonoma and Santa Rosa over the weekend, Kahn offers more than an indictment of the status quo. He advocates, for instance, the reintroduction of meaningful civics courses in all public schools. And he doesn't stop there.
We're not teaching the Constitution, the Bill of Rights in school. That's very easy to change. Teach civics, teach the Constitution, Bill of Rights, fundamental principles of citizenship and community, so they know the fundamentals. The second thing we can do that's so simple it's silly, twice a year every student should open the phone book, pick a name at random, write a note. Dear Mrs. Johnson, I'm Jenny Jones. I'm in the second grade. I like math. I like science. I want to be a doctor. I want to thank you for helping to pay for my education. And when Jenny Jones graduated from high school, she'd know darn well that people helped give her that education. And the irate taxpayers who are out there don't know where their money goes would be getting letters from kids saying, you're helping me.
These, he argues, are among the steps we need to nurture and rebuild our sense of shared community, even when we disagree.
We have this illusion of independence in a consumer culture. If I've got a credit card, I can get anything I want. In fact, we're totally interdependent. And the conflict in that mindset is fundamental to our future. Too much me, not enough we. We've got to get back to caring about each other and using democratic government to deal with important public problems.
We have been propelled into our current stuck state by large, faceless institutions, often but not exclusively businesses, which, Kahn points out, are designed to tirelessly pursue their own agendas, even to our collective detriment.
Teddy Roosevelt and John Adams both said corporations can exist and should make money only so long as they promote the public welfare. The same principles that we would apply to any human institution. We have to get back to that fundamental principle.
Today's corporate commercial media are among the worst offenders in Kahn's analysis, but with a more robust system of public radio and television, funded by a modest tax on other broadcasters' advertising revenues, there is hope for reinvigoration of the enduring values set forth by the framers of the Constitution. But just as in the struggles for women's suffrage and racial equality, getting there may take decades. And it certainly requires steadfast determination and persistence.
I don't say it's simple. The founders gambled everything on the idea of a Republican representative government, everything, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors, what they said at the end of the Declaration of Independence. Depends if we decide it's important enough. We certainly have it within our power.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.